16 past 6. Now, check this out. The Reserve Bank has been accused of bullying and operating outside of its mandate in a report that the bank released on climate change recently. The New Zealand Initiative is taking issue with a report on climate change the bank released. In it, the bank warned it would increase supervision on entities that aren't progressing climate change capabilities positively. Now, Hamish Rutherford is the Herald's Wellington business editor and is going to explain this to us in plain English. Hi, Hamish.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Why is the initiative saying this?
Well, the Reserve Bank put out this report around COP26 saying we think climate change is central to our mandate and we're going to supervise banks harder if we don't see them making positive change. The initiative is saying that this is an abuse of power amounting to misconduct and bullying because they haven't made out the case for why it is part of their mandate, and it's not really clear, you know, what exactly they're expecting banks to do. It seems like a political objective. The Reserve Bank wants to be involved in the climate change debate and, you know, pushing banks to take account of something that they haven't really nailed down why it's central to their mandate.
Is it possible because they see that climate change could have some sort of an impact on banks?
Climate change will absolutely have an impact on banks and will have an impact on insurers. No one doubts that, you know, sea levels will rise and houses will become insurable. That's not the same as saying it presents a financial stability risk, and that is what the Reserve Bank is meant to look at. It's not saying you can't take this risk, you can't do that loan. It's, are you taking on so much risk that if things go wrong, you will fall over? And the other thing, climate change is definitely already having an impact and will continue to probably have an increasing impact, but that's known and it's a multi-decade issue. So they haven't made the case so far for how it's going to present a risk to financial stability and anything like a time horizon that makes a lot of sense.
Bullying is quite a big call to be making if you're the initiative. So are you seeing evidence of what looks like bullying?
I mean, to call it bullying, that is strong language, but the Reserve Bank's basically saying to the banks, we're going to look at you harder if you don't start to, you know, the initiative thinks they're going to require managers to take part in climate change training and so on. So it's you know, they're pushing banks to take account of something that they haven't made the case for.
Look, Hamish, are they? It feels like there's quite a fractious relationship between the Reserve Bank, especially the governor, and some of the commercial banks. Is that what this is about?
That comes and goes. The Reserve Bank has, of course, they had a major scrap over capital a few years ago. The Reserve Bank does take quite a holy approach. It seems to be broadening its mandate, going into areas which the banks say, you know, this is just normal commercial stuff. So it is a difficult relationship. It's always a difficult relationship, and it kind of should be, but it does seem to be particularly difficult at the moment.
So why would the Reserve Bank want to be getting into all this stuff outside of its mandate?
Well, because it makes it relevant. You know, climate change is the debate of the day. It's a big political issue, and so it just sort of puts the Reserve Bank in the centre of the current narrative. But in terms of their mandate, you know, what presents financial stability? What could cause the banks to fall over? It's not really clear that it's made the case for why climate change is in there.
Yeah, thank you, Hamish. That's really fascinating stuff. I appreciate it. That's Hamish Rutherford, the Herald's Wellington business